Hello and welcome back to RMU Chat, RMU's weekly news show, whenever we decide to talk about that day. Malik Frierson will be showing up late. Eddie Sheehy, not here once again, but we have another good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Rashad Christian.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, actually.
So a little bit of housekeeping. We didn't do the show last week. All three of us, me, Eddie, and Frierson, something came up for all three of us. But we're here this week. We have topics for you guys to listen to, and we will jump right into those.
All right.
My first topic I wanted to talk about last week. It is basically, Eddie and the lady just walked by and waved, and we just got really distracted. A few weeks back, the San Francisco bus system got hacked. Basically, the San Francisco Muni, as it's called, the municipal building of whatever stuff. Somebody hacked the terminal. They put a ransom message in Bitcoin, and throughout that whole weekend, I think, nobody could use the terminals to pay for buses, so people were just riding for free. They did eventually catch the guy. What happened was he hacked the email that was left as the ransom method, and he then was able to verify that the hacker was like a hacker who had done this before, and he gave his information to the FBI, and that's how the hacker was caught. But yeah, I just kind of want to talk about, how do you feel about hackers and stuff, Rashad?
I always wanted to be one. Okay. This is probably the worst time to say it, but yes, I've wanted to be a hacker ever since I think I started watching Arrow, which wasn't too long ago, and I saw Felicity just like hacking into like street cams and, you know, stopping traffic lights and all that stuff. It'd be fun to have that much control, you know?
Yeah, it's usually not as like bombastic as what happened in San Francisco, but it was
Should I open the door?
Yeah, you can open the door. Malik Frierson has showed up very late. We're going to have to test his mic live.
Yeah, so stay with us.
It's going to sound awful for a bit, but
now he's here.
He is here. But yeah, back to what I was saying. Usually hackers aren't like as bombastic as what happened in San Francisco, but I love that it did happen like that. Like, it is, you can't make that story up. Mm-mm. That's a game. That is a video game. You're watching Mr. Robot right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what you're going to be looking forward to.
I mean, plus everyone got free bus rides, so it's just everyone like
free buses. They were actually worried that that bus drivers wouldn't be able to get paid for that weekend.
Yeah.
Just because nobody was making any money.
Right.
And turns out the San Francisco Muni, like, they found out about it really early on, and they caught it.
Yeah.
So the bus drivers can get paid for that weekend.
See.
Yeah, it was the weekend of like Thanksgiving too, so it was.
It worked out for everyone in the end.
Yeah.
Except for the guy that did the hacking.
Yeah. I think this goes on to another topic that I like to talk about a lot.
Yeah.
Just like vigilante hackers, because that's a thing we have to worry about in 2016.
Yeah.
People like Anonymous who decide this person is bad and we have to hack, and we're going to hack them and release all their information.
Mm-hmm.
So, Malik, what mic are you on?
I'm on mic three.
All right. Well, Malik Frierson is here.
Hey, guys.
This is his mic.
Sorry I'm late. I was misinformed, thinking that last week was the last show, and actually today is the last show. So
we can do it next week.
Oh, we're doing it next week, too?
We can.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. But that's pretty much all I have for my topic. Anybody? You weren't here. We talked about in San Francisco, the buses got hacked a few weekends back.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
It's crazy. I have a few topics in mind I'd like to talk about if we have the time.
Yeah, we just started.
Yeah, we just started. So we're going to take a break now that my topic is over.
All right.
And when we come back, Rashad, do you have a topic?
Yes.
All right, so Rashad, what's your topic? Let us know. Give us a tease.
Oh, okay. We just got finished talking about vigilantism, if that's a word.
That's a word.
So we're going to delve into the topic of, you know, building sort of your own dream vigilante and if they were to have any powers or any special things like that.
All right. Sure. Okay.
Going to get creative with this.
Excuse me.
Yep. When we come back, we'll be back. RMU chat. This is Malik. This is Malik Johnson. Malik Frierson came late.
Even you're confusing yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boom.
Right.
Let's go to break.
Commercial time. Commercial time. And welcome back to RMU chat. Thank you for interrupting me. You're welcome.
Also, your mic wasn't on, so.
Good one.
Oh my goodness, what am I doing? I'm messing everything up.
Yeah, what are you doing, Malik?
You're supposed to be leading us.
You guys picked a leader already.
We didn't pick you.
I decided. You need.
For the public record, I voted for Malik Johnson to be the leader of this show.
Yeah, Malik kind of just like stabbed Eddie in the back and left his body in a ditch, and that's how he took over the show.
Eddie stopped coming to the show. That's Eddie's fault.
Not really. Eddie definitely. He's just been busy. Senior stuff.
See?
But yeah, Rashad.
Yes, sir.
We are designing vigilantes today.
We are designing vigilantes today. I'm going to go around the room, the three of us in this room. We're going to build our own vigilante, if you will. Malik?
You guys got to do me last. Cause you know
I'm straight, sir, but thank you anyway. Malik Johnson.
Is that a thing we can do? Is that just what happened?
Malik Johnson. Let's start off with the first question.
Is this a quiz from somewhere? Or do you,
oh,
you
no,
just,
no. I'm just thinking this off the top of my head. All right. Does your vigilante have any sort of superpowers?
No.
He's just a regular guy?
Yeah, he's just a Batman or Green Arrow.
So you're going to be like an action vigilante, not one that sits behind the computer?
Nah. No. Yeah. I think the cooler ones are Batman and Green Arrow, you know.
Okay. What's your weapon of choice?
I want to say, like,
you can pick, like, swords, katanas.
See, that's too, like, I feel like that borderlines on illegal and not vigilante. I think at that point you're just, like, a murderer if you're just running around
with
a sword.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what all vigilantes are. They're above the law.
Yeah, Punisher. But, also, why is your mic not on?
Okay. Still not on.
I think Punisher. That's your mic.
Did you fix Punisher. Everything?
No, yeah. Probably not.
No, I don't think you fixed anything.
What mic are you on?
3.
He's on mic 3.
That's sweet. What mic is are you mic on, Rashad?
I'm 4.
You guys are both on. I don't know why. Sit closer to the mic.
Sorry, guys. Technical.
Punisher. Punisher.
Okay. Technical difficulties.
Not really. You just wasn't close enough to the mic.
Yeah. Technical.
Oracle hacked our mics. And they're not working right.
Oh, shut
but
your
mouth. So, it was CTLS. I don't know what my weapon would be. I'm going to say my fist. I'm just going to.
Boo.
I'll come up with something. Lame. Can I do brass knuckles?
Yes.
That's cool.
That can be your signature. Brass knuckles. Jacob Fraud. Yeah. Every time you punch someone, you just leave like a shred of brass in them, and then they'll know it's you.
That's not what brass knuckles do, but okay.
I just figured, you know, I just wanted to make this different. All right. You.
All right. So
build the vigilante. Wait a minute. I didn't finish yet. I lied. Do you have a team around you, or are you a solo act?
Solo.
Really?
Yep. Solo brass knuckles.
Solo brass knuckles. Do you have a lair, or do you operate out of your house?
Just out of my house, just an apartment.
Jeez, you're like the most regular vigilante ever.
Exactly.
Do you have like a costume or anything?
Yeah, I have a costume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the costume would be. Maybe a trench coat. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I want to be a tuxedo mask type of guy.
Oh my god.
I want to be a tuxedo mask. That's my vigilante.
All right. You're dressed in a tuxedo with brass knuckles going around fighting crime. Sure.
With a mask and a top hat. That's the important part.
Okay. This is where I drop out of the show. All right, Frierson.
Oof. So, everyone who knows, I'm a big fan of freaking Rorschach from Watchmen. He's like one of my favorite vigilante characters. I think I want to do a character like that where they're, like, so devout and resolute in just, like, whatever it takes to get the right justice cause. But also, like, you can never really tell, is it a guy under the mask? Well, you have to take the mask off. Like, is that a guy? Or, like, I want, like, an ambiguous, vague costume that instills fear. And also, like, a symbol that, like, people recognize. But, like, sure. I also want, like, them people not be sure, is this guy crazy or not? Because, like, when you see Rorschach, you're like, I can't tell if he's crazy or sane. The way he talks, the way he writes, it's like, I feel like a vigilante should be someone who, like, they instill fear all around to some extent. They give.
I just kind of want to have fun.
Because vigilantism, in the end, is all about fun and not stopping crime. Remember that, folks.
I'm a guy in a tuxedo mask. I don't know how scary samples. I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Plus, like, I just love Rorschach's mask. How, like, it's like the Rorschach images, but like it like constantly shifts and stuff on his face. Like, yeah. I want something like that.
Wait a minute, Johnson.
Yes.
You're a guy in a tuxedo and a top hat. That's a very distinguished outfit.
Yeah. Yep.
So when you go up to your clients, so to speak, are you aiming to kill them or are you just leaving them hurt?
I'm gonna leave them bruised, not killed. Yeah. Bruised, maybe bloodied.
Would you be scared of it being tracked back to you, though? Because, you know, I don't assume that there are many people walking around the streets in a tuxedo all the time.
See, I want to be so bombastic and, like, explosions and lights, camera.
Oh, God.
I'm a Robin Hood type of vigilante.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for fun. Phantom thieves are what they're called.
Oh, my God. Well, doing it for fun won't sit well with all the cops that are going to be on your butt.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh boy.
I don't plan on it sitting well, but I do know that I'm just doing it for fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Phantom thief.
Yeah.
Lights, camera, action. Doing it for the fame. the newspaper headlines?
In terms of weapons, I want my guy to like use like MacGyver stuff. Like one of my favorite things I ever saw done was like when a dude like put like oil on his like fingertips and like he got some flammable stuff together and like did like a fire trace with his finger. My guy would be like a MacGyver type visionary. He like uses like what's around him. Cause like why not? And it's
awesome. Well, I want to be like Captain America. Okay, mm-hmm. I want to be a science experiment where I just I just become like a freak of nature. You know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have like a tight outfit on. I'm going to have a mask so people don't see my face.
I'd just be Daredevil.
I'm going to have a staff. Well, I'm not blind. I don't want to be blind. I actually want to see.
Let's be honest. Daredevil's thing is he's a blind guy who can see.
And he's lame for it. But anyway, I want a staff like Sarah Lance.
Like a bow staff?
Like a freaking bow staff, yes.
All right.
I just want to start whacking people with a stick and they'll just wonder, what are you doing?
Can I have a calling card to leave on people after?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave, like, I don't know, maybe, like, my signature or something.
I'm going to leave my phone number on them.
I don't want to go that far.
I want them to find me so I can attack them even more.
You just have a warehouse of, like, Home Alone.
Yeah. I'm going to leave my phone number and my address, and then when they go to my house, they're going to try to find me. But every squad that they send to my house just doesn't return to the station.
Welcome.
They won't see me. I'll be like,
you can just be over the PA speakers of your house.
Come and find me.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
I just have a whole bunch of secret tunnels running through my house. And it'll be great. I have to be rich, though. I don't know where I'm going to get the money.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing in a tuxedo. Yeah, and a mask and brass knuckles.
Yeah, what am I doing?
Flying off rooftops.
Do I just rob people?
Maybe we just have daytime jobs. Maybe that's it.
What if
I'm like a cashier at McDonald's?
Well, I need like actual money though. If this house thing is gonna work. True.
Maybe you're like a Bruce Wayne. You're like a business.
I'm a business man.
Business tycoon.
Yeah. I'd be like Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, I'm Slade Wilson now. I go by no other name but Slade Wilson.
All right, Rashad.
Your dad's a jerk.
Freak up.
Yes. All right.
And your daughter's awesome.
Hey.
So.
Leave Ravager, me alone. How could you... All right. My daughter alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This took a really weird turn.
In an alternate universe, she's a boat.
So, anybody else have anything to add on to?
Oh, just a topic?
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. Oh. I got everything off my chest.
I got a topic I don't mind talking about.
Oh, well, I mean, we can take a break then.
Oh, we're
I
just want to know if we. Or like, say anything about the vigilante thing.
I'm done with the vigilante thing.
We're done with a topic. Yeah. We're going to break it up with some music.
My conscience is clear.
Vigilante's got to be crazy and scary. That's all I got to say.
That's not true. Phantom Thieves are cool. By Persona 5.
I'm talking in terms of like what I'm into.
What are you into, huh?
Lots of weird stuff. You're not ready. You're not ready for that conversation.
No, the radio waves don't need to hear that kind of conversation. Okay. Let's go to break.
All right.
Break time.
We're gonna go to break. We will see you guys in a little bit.
Ooh, faded music. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, welcome back to RMU Chat. I'm here with Malik Frierson and Rashad Christian. I don't really say my name on the show anymore. So I mean,
you're an enigma.
I appreciate that.
What was that word you just said?
Enigma.
That's what I thought.
E-N-I-G-M-A.
Watch your mouth.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Watch your mouth. All right, yeah. That guy is really taking some serious selfies out there.
Yeah, there's some guy taking crazy selfies.
Either that or he's on FaceTime.
Or Snapchat.
Or he's, you know, Facebook Live in the show.
Oh god.
Like we
No.
We planned on doing that originally and we just never got around to it.
That's all right.
What, this show?
Yeah.
We don't get around to a lot of things.
Right, or we planned on video streaming.
Who's doing the topic this time?
It is your turn.
Woo! So I've got several things I want to talk about. Let's get one thing out of the way. And 2 weeks ago, the American Music Awards was they were happening. They were going on. And We all know Green Day, am I right? Boulevard, Broken Dreams, Holiday.
Sure. Yes.
Love that band. So during the middle of their performance, they started chanting, "No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA."
I remember this story.
Yeah. It's just like, whoa. I'm surprised Trump hasn't tweeted about this, considering he tweeted at Hamilton for about what happened with Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Or maybe Trump has tweeted about it. I just haven't realized seen it.
Yeah.
But guys, any thoughts on that? Green Day's, like, music rebellion?
Good for them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, music's always been a point where people talk about their frustrations. That's where we get punk music and alt rock, and Green Day falls in there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that? Green Day's new album is titled Rebel Radio. I'm like, I wonder why. Hmm. It's gonna be. Has he tweeted about Green Day at all or no?
It does not look like he's tweeted about Green Day.
For those of you listening, we pulled up Donald Trump's Twitter. I cannot see it.
Okay. Massa, SoftBank of Japan, has agreed to invest $50 billion in the U.S. towards businesses and 50,000 new jobs.
That's really good.
It's actually good to see him actually doing something, you know?
Yeah. He has business knowledge, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think we'll see more bands and more musicians take stuff?
I would not be surprised if Rage Against the Machines does not put out another album. I would not be surprised if there is not at least one Donald Trump track on the Gorillaz album.
Oh!
I would not be surprised if Rebel Radio was about Donald Trump, and I would not be surprised if rap really took off.
Rap's gonna like,
whoo!
Yeah.
Rap's gonna. There's gonna be a new type of rap, guys.
This is gonna be a crazy.
We're gonna get punk rap finally.
It'd be a crazy time for music. Isn't that just Papa Roach?
No, not really. Yeah. I don't know if you can. There's no rap that has come out that I can comfortably refer to as punk rap.
What would you define punk rap?
I don't know yet because I haven't heard it.
But you have to have some kind of like qualifications or
similar to punk rock, but rap music. That's really all I've got.
Try listening to Gravity by Papa Roach. Tell me if you don't think that's punk rap.
The thing about rap that's really interesting is that it is very much, or older rap at least, very much, I don't want to say punk inspired, but very similar to the ideas and the themes behind punk music. So, actually, if you like rap, I'd actually just listen to punk rock.
I always heard one thing that like hip hop was born out of oppression.
Hip hop and rap were both born like that.
Yeah, because they needed a message to send, and then once they got one to send, we just started putting it to a beat.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam Anthony. Hey, Sam. You can't hear
Sam
us,
Anthony.
But...
Sam.
Hey, whoa. Okay, what are you doing?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Please leave.
Okay, and there goes
that
Sam.
Took a turn.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was not expected.
Bye-bye, weirdo.
Shout out to Sam Anthony, guys.
Yeah, Sam is a soul.
Sam Anthony.
Oh, Sam's great. But yeah, back to what we were talking about, rap music and the origins of rap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very punk inspired. Born out of impression is probably a good way to put it. Reagan.
Reagan
influenced rap.
Reaganomics.
Reagan definitely influenced rap. So I mean,
is there like anything else you want to say on topics? I have a second topic.
No, go.
The Video Game Awards was recently, and we got tons of new trailers.
I have watched none of them.
Tons of great stuff.
I have not done anything. I used to follow. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you again, but I used to follow video games. Like, that was my beat. Like, I followed it religiously. And I do not touch anything video game related anymore. It's so sad.
A&E, full arts and entertainment.
Yeah. I watched PSX over the weekend, and I was like, I have no expectations for this.
Last of Us, we can just talk about gaming stuff in general, like the PSX and the Game Awards. In terms of the Games Awards, we got Death Stranding trailer, which is Hideo Kojima as an evil genius.
I'm still not really a fan of Hideo Kojima.
It's a weird body horror game, and Mads Mikkelsen is in it, and Norman Reedus is in it, and Norman Reedus is naked on a beach holding a baby, and the baby turns black ink, and there's it just looks so good. It's Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro, who are both just two very messed up guys. Look at del Toro, Pan's Labyrinth and stuff. Not Pan's Labyrinth. What's that? It's not. It's two Labyrinth movies. The more creepy one. That's the one he did.
He did actually do Pan's Labyrinth.
It's Pan's Labyrinth. Okay. Pacific Rim. He's just great with monsters and stuff. Hellboy. Oh my God, del Toro is so good.
Guillermo.
Another trailer we got, one that I am really hyped for, which is really close to my heart, Mass Effect Andromeda, and we got the gameplay trailer to that. Oh my God, it looks so good. They're bringing space exploration back to the Mass Effect series, and it looks so good. I like the idea that you can explore different planets and choose what to set up on this planet. You can have alright, I want to make a settlement here. Alright, I want to make a city here. I want to make a factory here. You choose what you want to build here and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so good. There's so many different wildlife. And then the last trailer for me that I saw that got me attention, that got my attention was, I'm a big Telltale fan. I love all the Telltale games. And The Walking Dead Season 3 finally got its trailer. And we saw, we got a new trailer. And we saw that we're going to play as two characters, new guy named Javier, an original character, Clementine, and she's all grown up, has a shotgun now. So I'm really excited to see where this is all going. Anything else for you guys in terms of PSX? I didn't really watch that.
I watched literally what I saw with you. Not really much that I was really excited about. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Really? You weren't that hyped for Last of Us?
I didn't like the first Last of Us.
You didn't like Last of Us?
No.
You were literally the first person in my ever I have met to have said that.
I didn't really like it.
Why?
I loved the multiplayer. I just didn't like the base game.
Why?
I don't know. The gameplay was really boring. It wasn't great. I understand the story was great, but it was broken up by really boring, long stretches of gameplay.
Do you think that you're going to get Last of Us 2 at all or no?
I will get Last of Us 2 because I like the multiplayer.
It looks like Ellie's, in terms of single player, it looks like Ellie's hunting down the Fireflies or whoever is trying to kill them, I guess.
Ellie got older.
Ellie definitely got older.
Yeah.
We got Marvel vs. Capcom.
I'm getting that.
That's already out.
I really love Marvel vs. Capcom.
I was like, Carol Danvers, it's Captain Marvel. Yes. I'm hyped for that.
I will be getting that as soon as it comes out. And then it's already out. My dad's butt.
It came out.
I will be getting it whenever I go back home.
All right.
So I can whip my dad's
Capcom
butt.
Infinite. The new Crash Bandicoots, that's also...
That was announced at E3.
Insane Trilogy.
There's lots going on in the gaming world. What's coming out? I'm still waiting on South Park The Fractured Butthole. That got delayed again.
Did you say butthole?
Fractured Butthole, yes.
The butthole?
Butthole.
Yeah, you're doing the review for that, aren't you?
I am. I'm just waiting for it now.
When's the release date?
It got pushed back from December to March. Yeah.
I've got For Honor. It comes out February 14th.
Cool.
I'm excited for it.
Have fun with that.
Yep. And I'm going to get... And Persona 5 got delayed. I'm really excited about that because I have time to play all the other good games in February.
I really want to play Dragon Age. I never got the chance to play Dragon Age.
It's not that exciting.
Really?
I played it. I'm not a big fan. But I don't like Bethesda stuff, so...
It's not Bethesda.
But it's Bethesda-esque.
It's BioWare.
It's very, very Skyrim-like. You like Skyrim, you like
it. Just because it has fantasy doesn't make it it's just Skyrim.
I'm telling you, it's very Skyrim-like.
Demo, I thought it was more Bio. I thought it was more Mass Effect, since they're made by the same people.
Yeah, maybe it is. I didn't play Mass Effect, so I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not a huge gamer.
Like I said, I was before I got to college, and then
yeah,
I play Titanfall every once in a while, but other than that, I really don't. I've been playing through Dishonored 1 again. I love that game. One of my favorite games from the PS3 generation, hands down.
Tell me. What's been going on in the world of Pokemon? How have you guys been doing on your Pokemon playthroughs?
Nothing new except for the game.
Yeah, there's just nothing new.
Really. There's never really, new news.
Big news in Pokemon until our game comes out.
That's tough on news. What's been going on? Like, what have you guys found in the game? What guys have?
I finished the game in 26 hours. Yeah. So, I wasn't.
Yeah, my personal record was like 22 with platinum because I just love the game so much. But platinum. I haven't finished
Diamond. Want to talk about the story, the characters, anything you've seen, anything you really enjoy.
So far, everything's
It's a Pokemon game. Yeah, I like that they're trying to get better stories out of the Pokemon games, but even this one still is kind of bad.
What's the villain? Like, who are the villains of this one?
Was it Team Skull?
Team Skull? Yeah. I'd say spoilers.
I don't care. That's fine.
For anyone that's listening and is super into Pokemon stories, the Aether Foundation turns out to be run by a corrupt human being.
Ooh.
What's the girl who's Kukui's assistant?
The one
who carries around the legendary.
Yeah.
Her mom runs the Aether Foundation, and it's a good story. Mm-hmm. Not great. It's good for Pokemon. I don't really like the region all like that.
Yeah.
The Pokemon variety is pretty off. And I just used older Pokemon throughout most of the game. I didn't use too much newer stuff.
That's what I try to avoid, like every new game that has new Pokemon, like I try to have an entire team filled with all the new things that came in. And then eventually I get bored and then go back to my old habits.
Yeah.
I'll just like start wonder trading everything and then get like a team full of starters and it'd just be like, yeah, I'm that guy.
I cannot wait. I don't know. I can't wait for people to start playing on campus. There's not as much people playing on campus.
I thought. Patrick in our dorm.
Yeah, I know he plays.
Yeah.
I meant to play with him. I have to play with him eventually. Mm-hmm. We need to trade Kadabras.
I was talking to him about that. It's like, speaking of which, Comic Club, the crossover night's happening with D&D if you're coming to that.
I mean, I think there's probably a way better time to just bring that up.
I guess we had to stretch time or something because I didn't realize that ending.
Not really. We're still having a conversation about Pokemon.
I had to trade a Kadabra one time, and I did it, and then I didn't get my Kadabra back.
Well, we're both trading Kadabras, so either way, we end up with an Alakazam.
Yeah.
But
like, I trusted the wrong person, and he just left with my Kadabra. As a kid,
I had a friend who stole his friend's Pokemon game, and we just took all of his Pokemon off the game. Called ourselves Team Rocket. Speaking of Team Rocket, the animated series, I watched the first 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Aww.
It's the animation, great. Yeah. The story is really bad.
It's horrible.
I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm not interested in Ash anymore. I don't like that Ash resets every region he goes to. And he's like, oh, all these new Pokemon. And like, Ash, you fought gods. I don't understand why you're excited about this small bird in a forest.
Yeah, he's fought every legend. I think he's fought in every legendary, right?
If not fought, befriended.
Yeah.
He's seen Celebi die.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was a sad movie.
Yeah. One of the movies that cemented my love for Pokemon is the Celebi movie.
He actually tried to punch Mewtwo, didn't he?
Yeah, he punched Mewtwo. So, and he's excited about tiny birds in the forest. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense.
He's still a kid. He's struck by the wanderlust.
He's been a kid for 20 years.
Literally, he's been 10 years old for 20 years.
Oh my God.
At what point does this child become a champ? I would love for them to just have a new protagonist every season. I would love it. Everyone would be upset about it. No one would like it, but I would like it. I would watch the series again.
They sort of do that in like the little mini series.
Yeah, miniseries. Yeah, and I love those.
Generations looks so good.
Yeah.
I have to watch that.
Generations isn't really new protagonists as much as it's just
different stories,
cutscenes from the games.
Have you guys been? Have you watched Pokemon Generations?
I fell off
on YouTube. Yeah, I've watched the first six.
I watched about five or six. It was really good. It's good. It's just the games over and over again. And I'm like, I've played most of these.
Digital series are just always good. Like that Mortal Kombat thing they did was really good. This Pokemon one is great. It's just like hype.
It's great.
Speaking of animated series, Dragon Ball Super is going to get its dub suit. I'm really hyped for that. I'm so excited to finally watch Dragon Ball
Super. We met Goku.
Yes, we met Goku, and he tried to beat Goku in Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
I tried to be a Goku cosplayer, to be exact.
Was he just a worker, though?
He was a cosplayer, contractor.
Like, that's hype. Like, what I'm most excited for is that Black Goku storyline.
Yeah.
Because I've heard it's been so, like, people are saying it's, like, up there with, like, Cell Saga levels. So, like, I'm, like, super excited for that. It's just like.
Hi, DeLoro.
Dragon Ball Super.
DeLoro left.
Yeah.
All right. I think that wraps up our Pokemon.
Wraps up Pokemon. Anybody have anything else to say before we go to break once more?
Platinum's the greatest Pokemon game ever. Batman.
I'll argue that Diamond's better.
Monday, so get hyped for that, people.
The what?
The Telltale Batman finale. This is Monday, so get hyped for that.
Yeah, well, I guess that's happening also.
The showdown with Lady Arkham. Let's do this.
All right, guys, we are coming back, and we will see you in a few minutes. Welcome back to RMU Chat.
Welcome.
On RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Your radio.
My name is Malik Johnson. I'm here with Malik Frierson and Rashad Christian.
Let's say my entire name. The cost might be
like, I will say whatever name I want to say.
He's gone crazy.
You got burned, Frierson.
Take the power from him.
I can't. This is his show.
It's not technically my show. It's a show.
Really?
Whose show is it?
I think it's actually still under Eddie's name.
Yeah, it's still Eddie's show.
Yeah. So, but we have the police blotter pulled up, so we're
going
to talk about what's going on on campus.
This guy forfeited the battle.
Rashad is also playing Pokemon Showdown.
Yeah, he got me in the mood when we started talking about it, so I just figured, why not?
Yep. There was a theft. This department was notified of a theft from the university bookstore. Officers were able to locate the suspect and return the items taken. This incident will be sent to student conduct for discipline.
The student was caught?
Yeah, he was caught.
Mm. What was he trying to steal?
Doesn't say.
Assume a textbook.
I doubt it was a textbook. Probably something small. You assume something you could like fit in a pocket or something.
Right. From the bookstore?
Yeah, the bookstore's expensive though. So
yeah,
I don't like.
I'm not mad at them. You know,
I'm definitely. What you did is wrong. Sorry, kid.
Yeah. I'm not mad though. So
I understand where you're coming from though.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
College is hard.
Yeah. College sucks, guys. For any of you non-college listeners out there, I doubt that there are. But yeah, don't go to college.
Go to college. Please do that.
No.
Go to college.
Malik, you're giving them the wrong advice. Stay away from college.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of money. But please go to college. It will only benefit you in the end.
Go to college.
Become a hobo.
Oh, my God.
Do not do that.
Be a rich hobo.
So what's really interesting is 2 sexual assaults reported on campus.
Oh.
Between the 14th and 15th. So
when was that?
Sometime before Thanksgiving break.
November.
Jeez. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a month ago.
That's scary.
Yeah. reported to the department. One of them is open. One of them is closed. Yep.
Animals.
Yeah. No means no. Can't really.
Yeah.
Don't be the comedian.
I don't know what that means. But
all my Watchmen fans out there will get that.
The 2 of them that listen to this show.
Are you serious? Maybe.
Burn. You got boinked.
I don't know what that means.
Wait, this guy forfeited too. What the heck?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of forfeits today too.
Why am I winning?
We got a student conduct alcohol. This department was notified of a student who vomited by the elevators in Yorktown Hall. Maintenance was notified for the cleanup, and the student was sent through student conduct for an alcohol violation.
Dang.
Hold your stuff, B.
That hold that joint right, B.
That's all I can really tell you.
Yeah.
Some
people just can't handle it, and then they go off the deep end.
And you got caught for it.
And it's 29 degrees outside. All right.
Oh, good thing I'm not going outside for the rest of the day.
I have to.
You kind of have to get back to Monroe, don't you?
Not until later tonight.
Yeah, you're still going
to
be here.
I mean, I also don't technically have to go back to Monroe.
True. You can just sleep in the central room. I did.
Sleep in the news
room. Rashad did earlier this week.
I did it 2 days ago, I think.
Yep.
I only do it like during the day when I like have to rest.
I mean, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I sat down in the chair. Didn't wake up until 9.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. That's how my life was.
What else do we have?
Yeah,
not a lot of really interesting stuff here.
What else we got?
Welfare check. This department was advised of a student in need of medical attention off campus. The Moon Township Police Department was given the information and handled the incident. So probably something at the,
The Hoosie Whatsie.
The Island Sports Center. That was way back early November.
Early November.
So, probably something at the Sports Center.
Why does Torkoal have drought?
Let Torkoal do what Torkoal wants.
Torkoal's so useless, though. Like, it's trash.
I like how we're going from, like, crime Pokemon.
It's only because I'm playing.
We both also like Pokemon, so it only makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All
right, what's up?
What else? Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
We got
10 minutes.
Anything else on the blotter?
On the blotter? No, the blotter's pretty... Most of it was from early November.
Anything you guys want to see from the Spider-Man Homecoming tonight?
Oh, that's right. I just want to see the trailer. I want to see Tom, whatever his name is.
Tom Holland.
I was going to call
him
Tom.
Yeah, I like how we have a competent Spider-Man character.
Yeah.
I like that I want to see him be Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
And I want to see him be Andrew Garfield when he's covered in the suit.
Which
is pretty much what I think I'm going to get, and I'm excited for it.
I'm curious to who all the supporting cast people are, because Childish Gambino's in this movie, and we don't know who he's playing.
Oh.
I don't think we'll see him in the trailer. Mm. I hope we don't see him until the movie.
Why?
Because that would be cool.
Yeah.
If we just didn't see anything from Childish Gambino. I think we probably see Flash, Liz Allen, and we see
Tom Holland.
Sure. And we maybe see brief 10 seconds most of Michael Keaton.
We're going to get a good money shot from Michael Keaton.
We're going to get 10 seconds most from Michael Keaton.
We're going to get a good money shot.
I will put money on this.
It's like, why wouldn't it? Like, we're going to get like at least one like iconic like, "Oh my god, it's Spider-Man fighting Vulture."
I think Spider-Man. We're probably going to get like a weird diagonal shot of Michael Keaton and, like, wings
flapping. Like,
this is very specific.
What about Shocker? Because we know Shocker's in the movie.
I don't think we see Shocker's probably going to be like a.
We've seen this. He's going to be like the Batroc the Leaper in Winter Soldier.
That's awful. Why would you want that? No one remembers Batroc the Leaper.
I still remember that. That fight scene was awesome. What are you talking about?
There is not a single other person besides you that noticed that Batroc the Leaper was in Civil War.
I mean, not Civil War, Winter Soldier.
I don't even remember what movie he was in.
Yeah.
It clearly wasn't that important.
It's your favorite Marvel movie.
Exactly.
It's the very first fight scene.
Oh.
Where he's going to feel like what Crossbones did in Civil War. Where, like, he's the guy.
No. Stop just killing superheroes. Stop just killing villains for fun.
They're not killing for fun. They kill them because it matches the story. They didn't kill Batroc.
Hannibal Buress is in.
They might as well. No one knows.
Yeah, he's playing the gym coach.
I like Hannibal Buress. He's pretty great.
Some chick from Orange is New Black is in it. Logan Marshall Green is in it, and if he is not playing Mysterio, I'm going to be so upset. Michael Mondo's in it. Freaking Voss from Far Cry 3 is in it. Like, who is – he's got to be playing Scorpion or someone.
His character is not shown.
Yeah, it's not listed. They're like, yeah. Marvel's like, shh.
Oh, Michael. Yeah, he is from Far Cry.
Yeah, he's a crazy mohawk.
He's a guy, yeah. Far Cry was a good game.
Far Cry 3 was amazing.
It was nice. It was
so great. Uber updated its
Uber everywhere.
Its community guidelines.
Yeah.
And there's some weird things that can get you banned from Uber.
Oh.
Pretty normal, though. Yeah.
Guys, PewDiePie made an ultimatum.
Don't, for instance, bring open containers of alcohol or drugs in the car or ask your driver to go faster than the speed limit. Asking overly personal questions can get you banned.
What?
Yeah. So
watch
that Uber.
I just want to know my driver.
I don't really. I personally.
You'll sit in the passenger seat.
I will rate you higher. Okay. I will rate you higher if you do not say a word to me.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Johnson, can we talk about that for a second? The fact that you sit in the passenger seat?
What is wrong with you? I just roll up in the passenger seat, man.
That's not okay.
That's perfectly okay.
No.
It's not.
That's okay.
I was immediately weirded out when we went to Comic-Con. You just like, God, I'm like, Malik, what are you doing?
You just get into the passenger seat.
The back is for you, not the front.
No. I don't know if
you've earned that type of access yet.
I've given Uber enough of my money. I get access to whatever seat I want.
Oh, by the way, I just swept this guy's entire team with a +2 Beedrill.
All right.
Just thought I'd let everyone know.
PewDiePie vows to delete his channel if he hits 50 million subscribers.
Okay. Great.
Why would he do that? He's making millions.
Because he has millions in the bank and he doesn't have to work another day. He doesn't want to.
Well, he doesn't work now. He makes videos.
I mean,
I would milk this as long as I could.
No. Yeah, let me get to 100 million subscribers. I'm still not going to stop.
Yeah. Intentionally spilling food or drinking, smoking, or vomiting due to excessive alcohol consumption can get you banned. That's interesting because I know a lot of people drink, actually. Or are drunk when they're in Ubers.
Yeah, that's basically their business.
Okay. Don't be a creeper either. Texting, calling, or visiting a driver in person after a ride has been completed will also get you kicked off.
What? What if I hit it off with my female driver?
There's a rule.
You can't, like, hook up with your driver?
So, the actual headline for the article is, Uber has a no-sex rule.
What? What? I'm never taking Uber again. Forget Uber. I'm taking Lyft.
You shouldn't touch or flirt with other people in the car, the policy reads. As a reminder, Uber has a no-sex rule. That's no sexual conduct with drivers or fellow riders, no matter what. And you should never hit or otherwise hurt a driver or fellow passenger. So you can't. And so what's really interesting is you can't flirt with other people in the car. Meaning if you and your friend get in an Uber, don't expect to flirt while you're in that Uber ride.
I made $15 million last year.
Yeah.
Off a YouTube channel. That's
crazy. Yeah.
Okay, should he? No.
Rashad's like,
why would he delete it?
Rashad's like, I'm going to get a YouTube channel going now.
Rashad has a YouTube channel.
He do.
Or he did. I don't know if he still makes videos.
Rashad's thinking, like, why did I give up on this?
Yeah, I had a YouTube channel. I'm sitting at like 900 subscribers right now, and I just stopped.
If you kept going, man.
Because I started in middle school and I stopped like 4 times, and if I kept going, I'd have, I think, at least 2,000.
No, follow PewDiePie's example. Drop out of college and then focus all of your attention.
Yeah,
do not
funny.
Do that.
You're funny.
Don't do that.
That's what he did.
Remember what I said about not going to college? Yeah, go to college.
Go to college, no, please.
That's what PewDiePie did. He dropped out of college, and he focused entirely to his YouTube channel, and look at him now.
That is not every. That's the same thing as saying Steve Jobs dropped out of college, and we are not all Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
But we could be.
No. There's definitely, we need some Wozniaks in the world. We need some IBMs in the world.
Yeah. PewDiePie runs YouTube, and it's funny because, like, he can make any demands that he wants, and then, like, he can just threaten to delete his channel and then stop so much traffic from coming. No, I'm good. I'm fine. Are we done?
Yeah.
We have 4 minutes left.
I mean, we can. You don't get to end the show whenever you want.
Yes, he does.
No.
Mutiny.
No.
Rebellion.
All right.
Rebellion's a built for the on most point. Rogue One plug.
We will see you guys next week, maybe.
I don't know. If I feel like it, you will hear me.
I will probably be in here. The question will be, who was in here with me? We'll see you next week. Same place, same time.
The answer's in the question.
Time.
The question's in the answer.
Your campus.
Your voice.
RMU Radio. Be there, be there, be there.
Please do not ever do that again.
Hi, Delaney.
I'm going to do it again. Okay.